Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network from Blog Talk Radio. And we're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners? And to God be the glory. We want to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this to lead the world into billions of praise nightly right here on the Blog Talk Radio. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, and now the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much, And thank you, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen, from Hagen, Georgia, down there. I tell Bishop I am praying for you all down there, and thank God for the ministry. This is a wonderful night. Amen. This is the Blog Talk Line, where we give God over 2 billion praises a night, heard over, I believe, in over 159 nations worldwide. And thank God for what he's doing and his magnitudinous glory that's being revealed through this Blog Line. Let me just say to you, God ministered to my heart today as he gave me a word to give to the people, but it came to me first. I'd like to give it to you because it would be a bountiful blessing to you if you will allow me to. I can just share it with you, and it's up to you to receive it or not. But God told me to tell the people that they have been set up and they are being set up for a blessing. It's a setup for a blessing. He showed me and reminded me of the story of Joseph in the 37th chapter through the 42nd chapter of Genesis. If you recall that, let me just go to where he's blessed and then we'll backtrack. Joseph was blessed of the king of Egypt in such an ultra awesome way. The Pharaoh here in the 41st chapter says to him, there's none closer to God than you, Joseph, and I want to put the ring on your finger and give you a chariot with gold sparks and gold wheels around it. And when you roll into town or when you roll out of town, wherever you go, they have to bend the knee and bow to you. And he made him filthy rich, you might say. He was not just a millionaire, but he was a billionaire. He was second in command in Egypt. Egypt was so rich, rich. But God, at the age of 30, allowed him to be second in command of Egypt, under the Pharaoh. Now, how did he become this wealthy and so well thought of? If they say bend the knee, that means he had prestige. He had credibility everywhere. Nobody would defy Joseph. Whatever he said do, they did, because he was second in command in Egypt. Now, how did he get to be so wealthy and so well thought of? And so bountifully, you might say, blessed. Let's go back here and see what he had to go through to get blessed. Joseph, first of all, was the baby boy. And the scripture tells us that his father loved him more than he loved all the other children. So immediately when I read that, I knew he was going to have trouble. What would you think happened to Joseph if his daddy loved him more than he loved all the other children? What problem do you think he was going to have? Jealousy. Those kids were going to be jealous of him. They were extremely jealous of Joseph because his daddy favored him more. See, I've been telling y'all and telling the people the Amazing Grace. See, whenever you are blessed, the devil don't like you because you're blessed like that. You don't have to do nothing. See, some of y'all, you've had some run-ins with people in your church or in your neighborhood or in your family, and you don't even know what you did to them. You've been trying to figure out, what did I do to Cheryl? What did I do to Monica? What did I do, whoever the name is? What did I do to them? I got the answer for you. You've been looking for it for maybe months or years. Perhaps you haven't known what you did to them. May I tell you what you did to them? Glad you asked me. What you did is that you were blessed. That's all. See, the devil doesn't like you when you're blessed. And you don't have to do one thing to them. They just don't like you. Satan makes people not like you because you're simply blessed. I've gotten here to Kansas City. And I don't know what I've done to some people in this. I don't even know them. But some people don't even like you and don't even know you. But they don't like you because you're simply blessed. And that's what happened to Joseph. He was just blessed, 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 blessed. And the people didn't like him. His brothers and sisters didn't like him because he was more blessed than they were. He was favored. And so he had this dream. So he had a gift, too. What was his dream? A gift was dreaming. He could dream dreams, and they would come to pass. Now, that's another reason why people don't like you, because you're gifted. See, you can speak so well. They don't like you because you're gifted. You can blow a saxophone so well. They don't like you because you're gifted. You're an encourager. They don't like you because you're gifted. I could just keep on naming. You got away with children. They don't like you because you're gifted. You're a first lady, and God has blessed you. They don't like you because you're gifted. You're able to lead the women in church. You're able to lead the men. They don't like you because you're gifted. See, and here Joseph was. He was gifted. He was not only favored by his daddy, but he was gifted. And so now he got two strikes, you might say it like this. He got two strikes against him, as far as they would see it. He's blessed and he's gifted. Now, that's two reasons to lie. And then he has this dream that his stalks or his sheaves, which are kind of like corn stalks, they were taller than all his brother's sheaves. And they started hating him because he had this dream. Evidently, they believed that his dreams came to pass. They knew that it came to pass because they wouldn't have started hating him just because he had this dream. But he dreamed this, and they knew it was going to happen. Then he dreamed that his stalks, he had some stalks that were so high, and they were taller than his father's and mother's stalks. And they in a sense, kind of didn't like that because I guess his daddy said, are you saying that we're going to bow down and worship you too? So he had this gift. And let me tell you something. Even though he had this gift, at the same time he was being set up for a blessing, his blessings, you might say it like that. His brothers got jealous. He went to see his brothers down there in Dothan, and they got jealous, and they were going to kill him because he was, why? Because he was blessed. People want to kill you because you're blessed. No reason at all, just because you're blessed. And one of them, Reuben, said, now listen, let's not kill him. Let's get something out of this. We don't want to kill him, have blood on our hands. Let's put him, sell him and make some money off of it. So they put him in a pit. He was down in the pit. Was he still blessed? Yes, he was blessed. He was set up. He was in the pit being set up for a blessing. See, you got to go through something before you can get the blessing. He was in the pit being set up for a blessing. And then the Ishmaelites came along, and then the Midianites came along and bought him. He was sold into slavery, you might say. Yeah. Was he still being set up? Yes. Even though he was going through the struggles, he was being set up. They took him to Potiphar's house. Potiphar was a ruler there, and they put him in prison. And then God gave him favor while he was in prison. Why? He was being set up for a blessing, set up while he was in prison. So God gave him favor, and the king brought him to his house and made him over the house. His wife saw him and got a thing for Joseph. He was a handsome man, beautiful, strong, mighty, built. And so she had a thing. She tried to approach him not one day, but the Bible says every day this woman tried to approach this man. But he resisted her. In the midst of the approaches, what was going on? He was being set up for a blessing. By his resisting that, he was being set up for a blessing. Then one day, nobody was there. He resisted. She caught his cloak or his coat and told her husband that he tried to rape her. in the midst of being accused of rape, he was still being set up for a blessing. And in the midst of all that, they put him in the prison. When God gave him favor, the butler and the baker had a dream. And Joseph said to the butler, remember me when you, God blesses you, remember me. The baker was killed by the king or the Pharaoh, but the butler was restored. And the people who he said, remember me, the butler, he forgot all about him. Have you ever asked anybody, remember me when you're blessed? Remember me when God blesses you. And they forget all about you. The butler forgot all about God's man. But in the midst of being forgotten, as though nobody cared, as though everything was gone astray, as though you would never rise again, in the midst of that, he was being set up for a blessing. Finally, the Pharaoh had a dream. Nobody could interpret it. That's when the butler remembered that Joseph was in prison and he had the gift to interpret the dream. His gift was going to make room for him. And I'm going to tell you something. Some of y'all, this may blow your mind, but you see, you think your gift of singing, you think your gift of preaching, you think your gift of blowing the saxophone, you think your gift of doing this or that makes room for you. No, no, no. I don't believe it's talking about that kind of gift. I believe it's talking about your money, your gift, giving to things, your money. It will make room for you. Let me give you a common sense, just a common sense illustration. You go to your convocation or you go to any meeting that you're a part of, and send a note up there to the leader who's over the meeting and say in the note, I want to give a gift of $10,000 or $5,000 to this meeting. And I want to do it publicly. I know you got your program planned, but I want to do it publicly. And would you let me have just a few words to say just before I to present this gift to you? Guess what? You wasn't on program. The program's already printed. But do you think they're going to open up the program for you? I'm trying to tell you, your gift will make room for you. You want to be blessed? Start giving. And when you start giving, people start opening up doors and things start opening up to you because your gift will always make room for you. Here Joseph was accused of rape by Potiphar's wife. But you see, after all that, they put him in the prison, the butler and the baker. One of them, the baker was killed, but the butler remembered him. His gift was still there of interpreting dreams. And Potiphar, the king, had to have a dream interpreted. And Joseph came and interpreted the dream, and that's what God used to take him from the pit to the palace. I'm trying to tell you before we thank God tonight, you got a reason to thank God. I know you've been going through struggles. I know you've been going through hard trials. I know you've been going through tribulations. I know sometimes in the financial realm, you've never seen it like this ever in your life before. Seems like your lights are almost being cut off, if not off. Your light bill is due, and your gas bill is due, too. And your water is almost cut off, and you wonder how you're going to pay your rent with all your money spent. And seem like everything is going wrong, and you got all kind of bills stacked up, wondering how you're going to pay this and pay that. And I know you're going through a struggle like never before. And then on the other side, somebody's digging ditches for you and trying to push you down and trying to scandalize your name and telling folks that you ain't nothing and you ain't going to never be nothing. On top of that, they're trying to tell you and discourage you, tell you that it's not going to work and you're not going to ever be nothing. You're never going to rise. And then on top of that, you get sick in your body and the doctor don't even know what's wrong with you. And you're going through a struggle. Oh, my God. And you wonder how you're going to make it through the night and how you're going to do this and do that. And then you get a phone call in the middle of the night and your daughter or your son's having a problem. And you wonder how you're going to get out of that struggle. And then all of a sudden you got some tickets that you haven't paid. And then all of a sudden you got your insurance bill due. And all of a sudden you got all kinds of things around you going wrong, and you wonder how many things are going to happen going wrong. I know what's happening. I know the enemy is hitting you on your left and right, and you having all kind of trials, and you all kind of tribulations, and seem like the mountains are high, and the valleys are low, and the rivers are winding, and all kinds of things are happening in your life, and you wonder how you're going to make it through. I've come to tell you that the Lord said to tell you tonight that you have been set up for a blessing. When have you ever in your life, look back over your shoulder, remember, when have you ever in your life gone through struggles and God not brought you out and you were being set up for a blessing
every time. See, God in his creative ability, his ability, did not create things where you would be on the mountain all the time. You have to have some valleys to realize how great the mountains are. And even when you're on the mountain, you have to go through valleys. But when you're in the valleys, don't think that you're going to stay there. It's just the time that God has set you up for a blessing. And you're having trials and tribulations right now because God is getting you ready to mold you and shape you and bring you out. You're going to be stronger than ever before. You're going to be a more anointed than ever before. You're going to be able to preach better than you ever preached before. You're going to love the Lord like you never loved him before because you've been set up for a blessing. And you know you've been set up for a blessing. I want to give you a time to make your request known unto the Lord. And we're going to thank the Lord tonight for what he's going to do for you. All those things you're going through now is a setup for a blessing. That's what God is doing for you, setting you up that you might go up higher to a new realm, to a new pinnacle in your life. My God. Make a request to the Lord right now. I'm going to thank him for a few moments, and then I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to invite all y'all, open the lines up, Ambassador Hagen, and let the few people who have been chosen tonight to thank God with us, let them thank God with us. Go ahead and make your request known unto the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you know my request. Oh, God, bring them to pass, all of them. I thank you for every trial, every tribulation. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. No wonder you said in all things give thanks, sir. But this is the will of God concerning us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the high mountains. Thank you for the low valleys. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the struggles. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for setting us for blessings, setting us up for blessings. For trials that come before the blessings. Thank you. Every time I look back. Thank you, Lord. There have been trials that come before the blessings. And the greater the trials, the greater the blessings. And we thank you for it. Heavenly Father, grant all these requests in the name of Jesus tonight. Grant all of them in the name of Jesus. Bless the people everywhere. And God, we believe that it's done already. And that's why we bring you 1,000 thank yous. And worldwide, over 159, 160 nations that have been listening, Lord, tonight. And I want to thank you for every nation listening. Helpfully, hopefully in the spirit realm that they will adopt this thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you 1,000 times. And realize that we have to thank you, Lord, even in faith and believing you in faith because we've been set up for a blessing. That's why we're thanking you tonight, Lord, because we know that struggles and trials have come, but they have come to make us strong, and we have been set up for a blessing. And we do adapt that scripture, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. If we realize that we're going through the struggles and been set up for a blessing and don't faint, the blessing will come. And that's why we say, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, saints, help me thank him 1,000 times.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for life, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
glory to God, thank you, 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 thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank
you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank you, glory to God. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
Glory to God. Glory
thank
God, thank you. Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Glory to God. Hey, hey, hey. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, 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 th
Thank you for the statement. Thank you for your understanding. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Lord, thank you for understanding.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's no one like you. The only one. You're the only one. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank
you. Thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you
for the understanding.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, Heavenly Father,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you.
Oh, we thank you for your goodness. Oh, we thank you for your goodness. Oh, we thank you for your kindness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for everything. Lord, you everything. Thank you. Lord, you say everything.
Thank you.
Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you. Oh, Father, thank you. 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 Lord, you say everything. Everything that you created was good. Thank you. Everything that you created was good. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for everything. Everything. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Everything you say was good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Father, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the trial and the tribulation, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you for our trials and our tribulations. Thank you, Jesus. How we go through. And Lord, you're right there for us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I say thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the trial. Oh, thank you for the setup, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the setup, for our blessing. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the setup, for the blessing. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
We're out of time here tonight. Thank you all for joining us. Now, let me just take time for someone who would want to write us or want the address or anything. Write me at Bernard Johnson, B like Victor, E-R-N-A-R-D, Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26593, P.O. Box 26593. That's Overland Park, Kansas. O-V-E-R-L-A-N-D, Overland Park, Kansas. And the zip code is 66225. All right, God bless you. I asked you all the other day, I'll deal with that maybe tomorrow night. But I just want to just thank you all for your kindness, for everyone who so far has responded and been a blessing to our ministry for our anniversary, our second year anniversary. It's coming up on August the 13th, right around the corner. I believe that's, is that Thursday night, I believe. Thursday is our anniversary. You have time to mail it, please do so. Send us. I'm not asking you for much. Some people have taken on their own self to send a great gift. Amen. Some have sent $100. Some have sent $50, etc. But I'm just asking you to send a dollar, if you will. The P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas. Do you think the devil is going to send us gifts, money in the mail to help us? No, no, no. He's not going to send us anything. And if you won't send anything, that means we left out in the cold, because you're God's people. Amen. If God's people won't help us, the devil certainly doesn't want to help us to get this across the world, to help thank God. Over 2 billion praises a night going up to him. He certainly doesn't want that to go forward. So I'm asking the people of God if you would help us. Amen. And there's so many other things besides this blog line that we're trying to do for the Lord. And believe me, it costs a lot of money. And we're asking, we have not because we ask not, asking you to be blessed. You want to sow into a great, 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 great work of the Lord, and your money come back not as a tree, not as a plant, but a tall tree. Yeah. I would just like to encourage you to do so. That's Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26593. That's Bernard Johnson Ministries. Amen. 26593. And the zip code is 66225. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Thank you so much for joining us. We love you, and we're asking God to do something special for you. Amen. Before you get back to the line tomorrow night, you know what? We're going to share something else on the prayer line in the morning that will bless your hearts. I want to talk about how to get a ring on your finger, how to get a ring on your finger, and how to keep it on your finger. Part two is going to go tomorrow morning on the prayer line. So let me give you that number to call if you want to call. And you got a brother or sister, you got a son or daughter who needs to hear this about how to get a ring on your finger and how to keep it on there. Because see, in Hollywood, they get married one day and getting a divorce in a week's time sometimes. But if you want to know, if you want this to help your loved one, your brother, your sister, your daughter, your son, your cousin, your niece, your nephew, get them on the line in the morning. I'm going to give you the number. Get a pen. Mm-hmm. Get a pen, get the number, and call the 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, how to get a ring on your finger. 6 a.m. Sometimes you got to make a sacrifice to get the miracle. It's a blessing. Here's the number. Dial 712-775-7085. Again, that's 712-775-7085. And the code you dial, been a long time since I dialed that code. Somebody help me with that code.
93605.
36. Say it again.
936-005-POUND.
All right. 936-005. And then push the pound sign. That should get you in. All right. The number again, right quickly now. Here's the number. 712-775. Thank you. Go ahead.
7085.
Give it one more time.
712-775-7085.
And that code?
936-005-POUND.
All right, 936-005-POUND. Thank you. That's Ambassador Pfeiffer, if I recognize that voice. Amen.
God bless.
Join me in the morning at 6 a.m. Amen. And I want to talk about how to get a ring on your finger, part two. God bless you. May y'all have a wonderful, wonderful night. I'm letting you go so you can have some family time. The Lord bless you and keep you. Good night to you. I'm out.